Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us for another week, and hope that you're doing well. And if you're joining us on the internet, well, we hope that you're enjoying our program there, too. We're talking baseball today, and it's such a great time to talk baseball where we're at, because as we record this, we are sitting in mid-Indiana, where it is scheduled to go sub-zero again tonight, and the snow's on the ground. And yet, we know that across the country, in Arizona, in spring training, they're getting ready for baseball. And we have with us today a guy who has changed organizations, but has got a future, I think, in Major League Baseball. And his name is Nevin Ashley. Last year, he played for the Indianapolis Indians and the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. This year, he was a free agent, and he signed with the Milwaukee Brewers. Thus, he is in the Brewers organization and is probably going to end up playing either as a third-string catcher on the Brewers team, or maybe he will go to Colorado Springs, the new affiliate, new AAA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers. Nevin Ashley is a Hoosier. He comes from the Evansville area. I believe he played for Indiana State. And last year did a lot. He's one of those guys that is a catcher. And he, as a catcher, you get a chance to stay on the roster because even though you don't hit real well, you can provide a lot of defensive depth. And Nevin's been around a little bit. He's played with the Reds, was down in Louisville and played down there. And then, as we said, last year was with the Indianapolis Indians, and now he's with the Brewers. And hit that 30-year mark this year, and now he is hoping that this will be the time when he gets a chance to play in the majors. Last year for Indianapolis, he was hurt a little bit. Batted .246, had two home runs and 24 RBIs in 70 games for the Pirates AAA affiliate in Indianapolis. But we're hoping that he does a great job with the Brewers. And he's there with another good friend of ours, Brent Leach. And so maybe the two of them can feed off of each other. But this is an interview that we did in Indianapolis last year. And we wanted you to hear it and find out a little bit more about our Christian brother, Nevin Ashley. We'll take a break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And today we are talking baseball once again. And with us is Nevin Ashley, who's a catcher for the Indianapolis Indians. And he is in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. 9 years in the minors, still looking for that first major league at-bat. Is that right?
That is correct.
That has to be frustrating. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts as you have hung in there for 9 years.
You know, I don't look at it as a, you know, disappointment at all. You know, I've been blessed to play a game I love for my job for 9 years, and you know, that's the way I look at it. You know, whenever that time comes, it's going to be, you know, a long time waiting, but you know, I look at it as a blessing just to be out there, you know, playing the game of baseball in and out every day and be able to provide for my family playing the game I love.
2006, you were a sixth-round draft pick by Tampa Bay out of Indiana State. Indiana State, good baseball school, and I don't remember exactly what happened in those years, but you were All-Missouri Valley Conference. Tell us about your time at Indiana State.
Yeah, Indiana State was a great time. I signed there to go, and my first year was in 2004. And, you know, luckily I went there and I had an academic scholarship as well. So that kind of, you know, helped me choose Indiana State out of other schools. And I came in third string catcher and just worked my way to the top. And by the end of my first year, I was the starting catcher. And from then on out, you know, I just played in and out every day and grinded it out. And was lucky enough to get drafted in 2006.
You've done very well. You've had a number of honors in your rookie year. You led all rookie league catchers with a .333 average, and you were named the Rays Player of the Year. 2007, Class A Columbus, you led all the Sally League catchers with a .992 fielding average. Had the most stolen bases by a catcher in the minors. That's somewhat unusual, showing a little bit of speed. 2009, best defensive player at any position in the Rays organization.
organization. Must have thought back then, it's just a matter of time before I make it here. And what slowed you down a little bit?
Yeah, well, after 2006, 2007, I had two really good years. In 2008, I struggled offensively. I made some adjustments in my swing, and it just didn't work out, and I struggled offensively. So I decided, you know, I really, you know, being a catcher, there's two big parts of the game. There's, you know, offensive and defensive, and defense is, you know, as a catcher, you really need to concentrate on it. So I even though I was struggling offensively, I concentrated a lot defensively, got better, and, you know, proof was in the pudding. In 2009, you know, I became the best defensive catcher, even player in the whole organization, and from then on out, just kind of grinded it.
I'll tell you what, to be a catcher is, of course, not just catching the ball and calling signals. You got to do a lot of things. You got to, you're the captain of the team out there. I know they call Derek Jeter the captain, and the shortstop does that. But as a catcher, you got to know everything that's going on, don't you?
Yeah, it's the position I love. I like to be in control a little bit, and you know, when I'm out there, you know, I love I'm a student of the game. I love knowing the hitters, getting to know the hitters and their tendencies, my pitchers, knowing their personalities and who I can get on a little bit, who I need to, you know, kind of help along the way throughout the game. And it's just part of the game that most people don't see. And I get to just be a part of it every night, in and out, and, you know, that's the part I love.
You have caught a lot of pitchers, no doubt about that. In the 9 years that you have seen a number of pitchers come through, were there any that were really special? Maybe guys that are in the major leagues now that you'd say, boy, you could just tell this guy had something unique.
I mean, there's a few. I've caught, you know, a lot of guys, but I caught David Price's first professional game. I caught him for a year. I caught Steven Strasburg's first time in the Arizona Fall League. So, you
wow.
know, I got to work with those two guys. Jeremy Hellickson with the Rays, Alex Cobb, Chris Archer, Matt Moore. I caught a no-hitter with Matt Moore in 2010, I believe. 2010 in Double A, and, you know, I've got to be a part of a lot of great things in baseball, and, you know, I'm blessed for that.
Could you tell when you saw David Price or when you saw Steven Strasburg? Steven Strasburg came in with a ton of hype. I'm not sure about how much hype came with the other guys, Alex Cobb and Hellickson and all those guys. But could you tell behind the plate, could you see this is something special right here?
Oh, most definitely. Especially with Price and Strasburg, those guys had elite arms and elite stuff. And they were just trying to get their, you know, their arms in shape to get to the next level. And the other guys like Cobb and Hellickson and Archer, you know, those guys I got to be, you know, with for numerous years and got to watch them, you know, blossom into the pitchers that they are at the major league level. It's very impressive.
2010, you came up with Durham, mm-hmm. and I believe your first, I don't know, first time up, first game, though, you hit a home run.
Yeah, first at bat, I was in Charlotte, I hit a home run.
And I don't know that you've hit a lot of home runs. I don't know that would be a part of your offensive game. That can you remember and tell us a little bit about that game?
It's so long ago, it's tough to remember. I just remember it being my first game. I think it was sometime in August. I got called up to Triple A for the first time, and I think it was my first at bat. I was so nervous. I ended up hitting a good hard line drive right at the second baseman. It was my second at bat. A guy hung a curveball, and I remember I hit it out to left, and you know, I got a pretty good welcome from the rest of the club because, you know, being the first time in AAA, and we had a pretty good group of guys. They're a lot older, and, you know, it was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of frustration being down in the low minors, and you've spent most of your time in AAA, but tell us what it's like. Of course, none of us have ever experienced that, but tell us what it's like, just those day-in, day-out games in small places like Princeton where you played. What's it like down there? You got to love the game of baseball.
You most definitely have to love the game of baseball. It's a grind. A lot of people, I mean, a lot of people don't see it, but, you know, baseball, it's every day, and it's not just showing up to the game. We're out there, you know, from usually 1 o'clock, especially at those lower levels, 1 o'clock, and, you're at the stadium, you're getting ready for, you know, early work or fundamental defense or early hitting, and, you know, the game time's at 7 o'clock, so there's 6 hours before game time that you're at the field, and then you play the game, and then you're there. After the game, you know, dressed and getting ready for home, and then, you know, at those lower levels, you usually live with about three or four other guys in a small place, or you're living in a hotel, so it's not the best circumstances, but, you know, the ultimate goal is to be in the major leagues, and, you know, whatever time and effort you have to put in to get there, it's definitely worth it.
Our guest is Nevin Ashley. He's the catcher for the Indianapolis Indians right now, just a couple steps away, hopefully, from getting into the majors, and after spending a lot of time in the minor leagues. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Nevin Ashley, who is our guest. Your wife's name's Ashley, right?
Yeah, it is.
Ashley. That's got to be kind of unique. Yeah. You now have gotten to a place to where you are not a single guy playing rookie ball anymore. You are married, and you have any children?
I have a little two-year-old boy.
So and that's got to mean that your wife's got to make this commitment, too, in this various level that you're playing at. What's it like being a family man and being in a minor league organization?
It's definitely unique. My wife is unbelievable. She's a rock for us, because when we get pulled from place to place, I remember when I was in Double A, I got on her birthday, I got called up to Triple A, and I had to leave right there, you know, on her birthday, and she had to stay behind and pack up the apartment and stuff like that. But now, you know, luckily she's able to travel with me to wherever we go. The last couple of years I've been in Louisville and then here in Indianapolis, and we live in Evansville, so it's been really a blessing, because when I go on the road, they go home, and, you know, it's not too far away. We still have family to help out, but it's definitely hard, because we're constantly on the move. You know, things can change from day to day. You know, we could be here in Indianapolis today, and then tomorrow we could be on the way to Pittsburgh. So you can't really get too settled in.
Doubt about it. Your faith, of course, is a big part, and that's why we're doing Face to Face, not just because you're just a ball player who's had some experiences, but Jesus Christ, I know, means a lot in your life. How does that play into this baseball life, which is certainly different than anything else?
It's definitely, it keeps me grounded, and that's, you know, being in the minor leagues for so long, definitely think someone without faith would, you know, might have hung it up a long time ago, or just went on their ways. But I know God gave me a gift to play this game I love, and I think this is my stage to witness for other people. And you know, I'm going to continue to do it as long as my body holds up, and as long as the good Lord, you know, helps me along the way.
Yeah, talk about sacrifice. A lot of players, of course, have to go through a lot, but a catcher's body takes a beating. 9 years as a catcher, and before that, of course, playing for Indiana State. Physically, do you start to feel the toll at this stage of the game?
You do, but you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like I said, I love being behind the plate. I love being in control, and if that's what I have to go through, then that's what I have to go through. You know, I think I'd be bored in any other position, but you know, the off season's a little bit more of a grind, because, you know, after a season, you know, you're kind of worn down. You got to let your body heal, and then you got to prepare for the next one. You got to get in great shape, get flexible, and, you know, and get ready for another long year of a grind behind the plate.
Tell me a little bit about how your faith came about. What's your faith journey? What's it been like?
Well, I grew up, I grew up in church. I was a Catholic, raised Catholic in Vincennes, Indiana. I grew up going to church, going to REP classes. And, you know, I was kind of, I wasn't forced to go, but it was kind of a thing that, you know, it was just kind of like school you go to. And, I went all through high school, went to college, and when I was in college, I got a little lost. You know, I started going about my own way, and, you know, not not going to church. And right when I signed professionally, I had a circumstance happen that just, you know, it wasn't anything like real, just, but it made me do a check with myself. And I was like, I need to slow down. I need to start putting things in perspective. And God spoke to me right then and there. That's when I, Ashley and I got together, and she was grounded, and she helped me ground. She helped me, and I helped her in ways, and it's been a blessing ever since. Now we have a little boy that we were blessed with, and oh man, life's great. Even in the minor leagues, it's great.
Ron Bruner is the chaplain here. He recommended that I talk to you, and he said not only is Nevin a great guy and a great time for an interview, but he said his wife Ashley has a real ministry too among players' wives. Tell me a little bit about her relationship to the other players' wives.
Now she's a rock for me, and she's a rock for a lot of people. But we actually grew up in the same church. We knew each other from third and fourth grade on, and we were friends. We went to church together, and growing up in high school, and then she stayed grounded, and now being here, she helps lead with the wives chaplain, and the wives have their own little Bible study and get together, and it's good to have them do that, because we have it here with Ron, and the wives are, they're all, a lot of them are away from home, some of them are 1,000 miles away from home, and they need that too, and luckily it's good to have someone to organize it and get it together and have that time to worship the Lord.
Baseball, any sport, any professional sport, but especially baseball, I think, brings about a unique set of temptations for a family, for a player, and all of that. And how do you handle that? How does your faith take care of that, particularly in a clubhouse where it's going on, things are going on all around you?
And it's still a daily struggle. I still struggle with stuff, and I wouldn't be human if I wouldn't struggle with it. But I wake up, I pray that the Lord fills me with the Holy Spirit to fight those temptations, and it's definitely a struggle, especially being out here with a bunch of guys with different personalities. Some are a little bit, more enthusiastic, I'll put it as that, as others. But as long as I stay grounded, and I know who I'm playing for out there, and I let my emotions get the best of me a lot. I'm human. I'm a guy. But waking up in the morning, praising God and letting him, fill me with that Holy Spirit, it really helps throughout the day. And going to bed at night knowing that, I've done everything I can to walk a straight path and to glorify God out on the field.
How important is baseball chapel in this situation?
Oh, it's huge, because we play every day. We play Monday. We might get one day out of a month off, and so we're playing on Sundays, and Sunday games are usually earlier in the day, so we don't have time to go to church or anything like that. So luckily Ron comes in, we have baseball chapel, and for guys, that small 15-20 minutes is enough to for them to glorify God, and it's only 15-20 minutes, but for a lot of us, we need that time to get together and not think about baseball and think about the Lord our Savior, and give all the credit, praise to him for allowing us to be here and to do these things.
Nevin, I want to thank you for the time that you've given us. There's a game tonight, and so it's been kind of a quick one. But I don't know. Do you have a favorite verse that's kind of a life verse for you? Anything like that?
I do. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. It's been my verse from when I was young. My grandma on my dad's side. And I think every birthday card since I can remember, she always put that at the bottom of my card. Not everyone's, just mine. And it's something that I think she knew that sports was always going to be part of my life. And she knew that thing, that verse is going to help me, through my career and through my life choices. And I really fell into that and developed that as my, I would say, my verse for for going through baseball.
Nevin, thanks again for being a part of this. I hope we can do it again someday, and I hope when we do it again, you're wearing a Major League uniform.
That sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Nevin Ashley of the Indianapolis Indians and the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview that we did with Nevin Ashley. Looking forward to seeing him when I get to Arizona in just a few days. And I'm looking forward to going to Arizona, believe me. Get a chance to go out there and watch some major and some minor league baseball. Minor league baseball is kind of fun because there's not a whole lot of fans. You get up close. These guys are going to be in the majors probably in a number of them in a year. And you get a chance to talk to them, you get a chance to see how they're doing, and get a chance to find out to know them a little bit more personally. And it's just a great atmosphere, so can't love it any more than that. Interesting situation. When I talked to Brent, told him that Nevin was coming, and said you might want to try to look him up. He said it's kind of interesting that you said that because he and I were just playing back and forth, doing a little warm-up here. Nevin was the catcher, and Brent Leach, our buddy, was the pitcher. And the two of them, both on face-to-face, and what a coincidence that is. What a small world. And again, as we get out to Maryvale, where the Brewers train, which is a Phoenix, I don't think it's a Phoenix suburb, it's a suburb, but it's very, very close to downtown Phoenix, we'll have a chance to watch them play. Well, we hope that you check out our website. If you already haven't done that, our website is at facetofaceradio.com, and we have a number of different things up there. One thing that's interesting that you might want to check out, we love to give encouragement to athletes and through athletes, and one of the things that is up there is the devotional from our good friend Tracy Hansen, former LPGA golfer, now with Lynx International. And you can check that out. Just click on the rotator there, and when it comes around, click on Tracy's devotional and see what she has to say. Her scriptural encouragements as they relate to the golf course. I think you'll like that. Well, as we close it out today, again, say that again, we're at facetofaceradio.com, and I hope you'll check that out. Well, as we close it out today, let's go to the book of Psalm 34, 4 through 6. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. And the Lord can help us through many, many things. And we need to call on him at all times, no matter what. And he will be in control. He will direct us. He will help us. He will encourage us. He will be our strength through every situation there is. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202, or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000 or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.